shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. Hear from people throughout the country who have achieved tremendous control of their health and finances through the balanced nutritional products being offered by Relive International Worldwide. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. on WCNO for the Lifestyles program. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Meyers.
Who?
Ed Meyers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Don't you ever let anybody put fear on you or condemnation on you. Come on now. There is judgment coming, but you're exempt from the judgment because God's wrath was poured out on Jesus for you. See, that's the beginning stages of understanding kingdom living. Because we got so much of this stuff going on in the denominational churches across this country where everybody's being scared into heaven. I mean, no, it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. Come on. So I want to talk to you this morning about the secrets the access to having an exceptional life. And we're going to kind of camp out on some of the scriptures that we had last week, because I really feel like God was doing something very supernatural in the life of our families last week. I want to continue along those same lines this morning. Last week I talked to you about having an exceptional family life, and the text that I gave you last week is the same text that I want to use with you this morning. It's really about kingdom living, understand our place in the kingdom, what God's done for us, and what our reaction to what God has done for us, how that begins to manifest in our life. How do we live rightly before God? How do we allow the righteousness of God to manifest in our life and get ourselves out of the way so we're not trapped in sin, addicted to sin, bound in sin, but we can live the free life that God's called us to? How many of you really want to be free? How many of you want to have an exceptional life? How many of you want to have an exceptional family this morning? Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things," somebody say things, "will be added to you." One of the other things that we spend a lot of time talking about here at Truth Church is perspective. Everybody say perspective. How we perceive things, how we let information come into us, and what we do with that knowledge, what we do with that information, how we apply it to our life, how we react and how we respond to the stuff that comes into our lives. How many know this morning you don't see with your eyes? How many know you don't see with your eyes, you see through your eyes. Isn't that right? Your eyes just take in a little bit of light and it bounces off your optic nerve and then it makes an imprint on your brain and you see through your eyes. It takes a picture. Amen. So how many know if you don't see your world right, then your world's going to have a wrong perspective. Things are going to be messed up in your life. That means that if you're seeing things the wrong way, then your brain's going to get contaminated. You're going to believe things that aren't true about you and believe things that aren't true about God. And the Bible calls that a stronghold. How many know the stronghold is not some big demon with a hammer hanging over your head tormenting you? A stronghold is something that you believe that is not true about you or God or somebody else. See, what happens is a lot of times we let people dictate to us what we believe about God or what we believe about somebody else, and that develops a stronghold and it gets filtered through our thinking with that. Now, everything that goes through the filter is wrong. It's based on a lie. It's based on a stronghold. I mean, you need to be free from strongholds. We need to be able to cast down every high imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So I want to continue along that same line of thought from last week and really talk about what it means to be exceptional. Somebody say exceptional. Go ahead and look at Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25. It says in verse 25, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not your life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father," somebody say Father, "your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you of not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" My assignment this morning is this, verse 31. "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew chapter 13, verse 11, Jesus told his disciples, he answered and he said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries," somebody say mysteries, "the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." In other words, God wants to tell us some secrets on how to live life right, on how to have exceptional life. Amen. How many are ready for some secrets this morning? Come on, say this with me. God, thank you for access to the secrets in my life. Secrets that are invisible, but secrets that are not forbidden. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the anointing of God in this house. Father, I thank you that word is imparted, that truth is imparted to us, that it transforms us from the inside out. We leave this place not the same. Father, I declare over every believer in this house, over every man, over every woman, that your anointing reside in them today. God, that truth get in them, that revelation come. Lord, that it would be practical, that it would be applicable to our lives. And God, we would live a life in a higher dimension that you have called us to, that we won't struggle with the things of this world, but we will have victory over them. We'll know what it means to be an overcomer in our life. We'll know what it means to be an overcomer in our family's life. We'll know what it means to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. Father, I declare these things according to your written word this morning, and we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you thanks for truth. If you believe that this morning, say hallelujah. This series we've been in has really been about awakening or releasing the destiny of our lives, the purposes of our lives, so that we can live our life to the fullest, to the utmost degree of what God has for us. See, we realize that a lot of people know how to make a living, but a lot of people don't know how to make a life. We know that. We see that in the culture today. There's a lot of people out there that are wealthy that can't stand to look at themselves in the mirror.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
There's a big difference between making a living and making a life. Last week in Matthew chapter 13, verse 11, we spent quite a bit of time talking about the desire of Jesus wanting to teach his followers the mysteries, to teach his followers the secrets of the kingdom. How many know if you got a house and you got a secret passage in the house, that passage is in the house so that if somebody comes to your house and wants to kill you, you can get out, you can escape. It's a secret passage. You know about it, they don't. Come on, it's a pathway to life. If you got an automatic garage door, they got these little keypads on the outside of the garage door. And you can go in there and punch your code in, and your garage door will go up, and you can get in your house. I mean, nobody else can in your neighborhood can get through your garage door because they ain't got the code. You got to have access. Somebody say access. And that's what Jesus is saying to us. He's saying, I want to give you access into the kingdom of God. I want to give you access into kingdom things, so that we operate from a kingdom mentality, so that we know how to live our life from the right perspective. Because watch this. This is something we spent quite a bit of time talking about a few months ago. The things of the kingdom are hidden for you. They're not hidden from you. I'm going to try that again. The things of the kingdom are hidden for you. They're not hidden from you. The best example of that is when we have Easter and we put the eggs out there. You don't hide the eggs from the kids. You hide them for the kids. How many know parents don't go out there and say, oh, they ain't never going to find these eggs. I'm going to hide them so good. That's cruel. Come on, amen. You'd be a cruel parent if you did that. We hide them for the kids so that they can find them, and we get joy when they find the egg. I got it. I found it. I found it. And I told you before, we had the little toddler area. We got the 4 and 5 year old area and the third grade area and the upper. How many know in the toddlers, you don't really hide them. You just throw them out there in the field. And they just run and pick them up. I found it. I found it. And you go, yeah, you found it. You found it. I mean, that's the way our Father God looks at us when he hides mysteries and secrets of the kingdom for us. Because God understands that the best way for us to learn is through self-discovery. The lessons of life that we learn, usually we learn our best lessons by the stuff that we walk through, not what somebody tells us to do. Come on, amen. So that's what he does. He hides principles in the kingdom for certain things in our life. And then he enjoys watching us search out those principles and seeing us move from glory to glory and level to level, overcoming more things in our life and moving from victory to victory. Come on, amen. And we begin to discover revelation and mysteries and revealed truth in our life through self-discovery. And we get better. Our families get better. Our kids are better off as adults than we are as adults, because they have an inheritance of what we learned. So he doesn't hide them from you. He hides them for you so that you can, when you look for them, you can find them. And I mean, oftentimes he'll hide them in the middle of a problem. So you think the problem's come to take you out, or it's come to wipe you out, but it's really come to reveal something to you or reveal something about you. so that you can figure out, well, this is something I need to get fixed in my life. Amen. And it's come to teach you a new secret that you wouldn't have seen just by aimlessly bumping through life. I mean, once you learn a secret about something, you ought to be able to master that something that you learned it about, right? Because you've learned the secrets to life. Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19 says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock," everybody say rock. What he's talking about, he's not talking about Peter being the rock that he's going to build on. He talked about a little rock and a big rock. And a lot of people say, well, the big rock was Jesus, but that's not true either. I mean, you know, Peter had a revelation of who the Messiah was. We ain't got time to unpack that. That's another sermon. But what he was telling them was on the revelation, on the revealed truth, on the mystery being resolved in Peter's heart that Jesus was the Messiah, on that revelation, God was going to build his church. Come on, somebody, amen. And he said, the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. In other words, this is what he was saying. Anything that you really learn, the secret to, any revelation you get, any revealed truth that you hold on to, the enemy can never steal it from your life. It's yours. It's freedom. It's liberty that comes to truth. Because John 8:32 says, the truth that you shall know will set you free. You got to know it. It'll make you free once you know the truth. So how many of you know, anybody can bump into something every now and then. But once you get the revelation, you can hold on to it. Come on. A blind squirrel can find a nut every now and then. Help me, somebody. That's one thing if you find it by accident. But when people really begin to learn the mysteries and the secrets of the kingdom, so that when you get this truth or this revelation, the secret of God in the kingdom, then how many know hell cannot take that from you? Then he says this in verse 19. He says, and I will give you the keys. Somebody say keys. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What's he saying? He's saying, if I give you the keys to my house, what am I giving you? I'm giving you access to my house. I'm giving you the privilege. It's a privilege to have access. I'm giving you the ability to come into my house. So he's saying, I'm giving you the privilege of access into the realm of where decisions are made in your life, where things can be supernaturally altered in your life, where things can be changed for you. You have access to it. Oh, hallelujah. You ain't got to take it the way it comes. You ain't got to bump on through life. You ain't got to get along to go along. You can stand in faith and declare the word of God over your life and see the determination of that faith manifest in your life. You ain't got to take it. Come on, somebody, help me this morning. He said, I'm going to teach you how to operate in the secrets of the kingdom. How many of you like to find out some secrets this morning? Psalms 91 says there's a promise to people who learn how to abide in the secret place of the Most High. There's a lot of promises for people to learn how to abide in the secret place. So how many of you know that it must be a place that you can have access to, or he wouldn't tell you to abide in it? God wouldn't say abide in the secret place if you couldn't get into the secret place. I mean, I know this is simple, but I just want to make sure you get it. Amen. So you ought to be able to get to the secret place if God told you to get in there. And on the other hand, it must not be a place that's very common, or it wouldn't be a secret. So not everybody can get in. Amen. So he teaches us this. He says, I want to take you to a place that not everybody knows about. In other words, everybody might know that there might be something there, but everybody ain't got access to it. They don't know the secret. They don't know the mystery behind it. Amen? And he says, I'm going to give you privilege of access so that you can live your life at a different level than where you're living it, so you can live an overcoming life, a victorious life. So you ain't got to have the world beat your brains out and get up in the morning and pull yourself up by your bootstraps and say, I can make it. I mean, God didn't call you to survive. He called you to be significant. Last week, I talked to you a little bit about John chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, when Jesus said, I am the doorway into the kingdom. He's the doorway, amen? He says, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. In other words, I have come to give you an overflowing life, an abundant life, a life that is full, a life that is rich, a life that is blessed. I mean, I don't want you to go around being sad, beat up, depressed all the time. You can always tell when Christians don't walk in the abundant life because they look like this. What's wrong with you? I'm burdened. Well, unburden yourself. You got the Holy Ghost. He says, I want to bring something that the world can't offer you. It don't matter where you work. It don't matter where you live. The kingdom life goes beyond this natural life that we live here on earth. And it moves us into a realm of supernatural living where you don't have to be a punching bag for the culture, where you ain't got to let the devil beat your brains out. How many know if you're going to have an exceptional family, then you got to learn how to live exceptionally? He said that you have a thief. Somebody say thief. Literally here, he's talking to the Pharisees. This is something that he's talking about, a spirit of religion when he's talking about this thief. But the thief ultimately is the devil that works through a lot of times the capacity of a religious thing. Come on, amen? And he's literally speaking to the Pharisees and he's saying, there's a religious system of thought that keeps robbing you from the life that I'm trying to give you. Because Jesus, I'm going to tell you, Jesus had nice things to say about everybody except for one group of people. The religious. He had some pretty upsetting things to say to people that were always trying to tell other people how to live their life. Whitewashed tombs, vipers, snakes. I mean, he was rough. Flipped tables over, beat them with a whip. Get out of my father's house. Well, Jesus did that. That's not loving. Jesus did that because the thief was coming to rob the very thing that he was bringing to the world. John 3:17 says he didn't come into this world to judge the world, but he came into the world to do what? To save it. To save it. Somebody shout, save it. A thief. That word literally comes in the original Greek language. It means embezzler. Somebody say embezzle. I mean, when somebody embezzles money, what they do is they fraudulently take something that doesn't belong to them over a long period of time so nobody notices that they're taking the money. They slowly drain resource from you without you knowing it. They embezzle. Amen? And then they take it and they use it for their own benefit. Some people, they work at these big companies, they embezzle $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, millions of dollars get embezzled in the form of pennies through stock exchanges and deposited in banks in Switzerland and Cayman Islands. They embezzle it and it goes unnoticed. And then they take it and they use it for their own selfish gain. They use it for their own benefit. See, what happens is the enemy of your life comes along. Watch this. The enemy of your life really has no rights to your gifts. He really doesn't. He has no right to your talents. He has no right to your potential. He has no right to your emotional state. He has no right to your wallet. He has no right to your life. And he has no right to your children or your family. The enemy has no right. But what he does in your life is he works as an embezzler. He slowly drains those things off of you and he begins to use them for his own benefit. So that he literally takes a life that was destined to represent Jesus Christ in the earth. A life that was called to fulfill the Great Commission. A life that was called to be an overcomer. A life that was called to walk in victory and bring forth the glory of God in the earth. And he uses that to glorify himself. Come on, amen. Some of you this morning, you've been embezzled. You've been robbed. And you don't even know. You don't even see it. The enemy has robbed you of your talent that was meant for God to use it in the kingdom. And he's embezzled it and used it to destroy the culture. He's taken people and he's embezzled from them their potential. And he's used it for his own benefit. And he steals and he kills and he destroys. Is this all right? Can I keep going? Is everybody okay? And the way he does it most in our life is he tricks us into believing that the wrong things will bring us fulfillment. And we begin to search for things. Somebody said things. We're always looking for things. Amen? He teaches us through this culture that we live in to chase fantasies for our life. So that we can gain approval. So that we can gain acceptance. Well, if I can just be a successful businessman to chase fantasies. That's what the book of Proverbs says. He says, a man that is not wise will spend his whole life chasing fantasies. He'll waste his life chasing things. In other words, I chase all kinds of things, and when I get it, I think it'll give me fulfillment, and then once I get it, I don't want it no more. I think it's going to give me love. I think it's going to give me time. I think it's going to give me satisfaction. Maybe it'll give me a little bit of joy. Then all of a sudden, when I get it, ain't what I thought it was. How many ever found out that when people finally got what they wanted, they didn't want it no more? Praise the Lord. I got what I wanted, now I don't want what I got.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. For Christ our King. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. He is holy. He is holy. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast. Thanks, Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.